I would like to change all the things in the name of my money.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح
What's that in English, darling?
When the victory of Allah comes in the opening.
When the victory of Allah comes in the opening. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا.
And you see the people entering the religion of Allah in troops.
And you see the religion of Allah, people are entering in big groups. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا.
Then glorify the praise of your Lord and ask His forgiveness, for indeed He is most forgiving.
That surah was experienced or was observed in the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he entered Mecca. And people were turning by masses into Islam. How many were living in Mecca at that time? No.
How many?
We know Sahaba of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 124,000. People of Mecca, what they are going to be? More than 100,000, that is 100. So 200,000. Means that was an indication. That was the beginning of a turning point that Islam is going to prevail. Everywhere, and not only prevailing by the word of mouth, but by the belief of the heart. Through the word, Islam, yet did not enter in the heart of every human being, but it entered in the mind of every human being. Because every human being on earth today knows about Islam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there will be لَنْ يَكُونَ مَدَرٌ وَلَا وَبَرٌ إِلَّا وَدَخَلَهُ الْإِسْلَامُ. That there will be coming a time that Islam is going to enter any civilized country or any uncivilized country, means is going to enter tents in deserts and jungles and going to enter houses in civilized world. We saw that it entered, but the biggest sign is coming soon. It didn't come yet. What Allah said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ. When Allah's victory is coming and the opening is coming, what's وَالْفَتْحُ?
Victory.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Nasr is what?
Support.
Support. وَالْفَتْحُ. Fatḥ means you say that this door is closed, you need a key to open it. تريد مفتاح لفتح الباب.
need the key to open the door. When you open the door, this becomes a wall that is open. Fatih means an open area. It's not only victory. It's anything that has been open to accept a gift coming from us. Means when Allah is saying that Jalla Rasulullah wal Fath, when Allah's victory is come over Shaytan, the opening of the heart is going to open for spiritual knowledge to come in. And that when it comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless His servant with knowledge, not necessarily only spiritual knowledge, but all kinds of knowledge that human being can seek about it, scientific or unscientific. Allah gave the Prophet Fath. What's Fath? An opening. He gave him Ulum al-Awwaleen wal-Akhireen. It's not victory as people are understanding it. Victory by horses running from one country to another country, opening the country or fighting one country, fighting another country, strong country, fighting a weak country and making a victory. That's not the case. The biggest victory is the destruction of the superpower, is the biggest victory. And what is the superpower? It's Shaytan. Shaytan thinks himself that he is above Allah Astaghfirullah, Hashim, above the Creator. He is strong, he is super power. He is what we call these children as cartoon. Superman. Allah said in the Ja'al Rasulullah, but when Allah will send you, O my servant, when you become in my way, walking in my way, looking after my satisfaction, accepting what I have ordered you to do, my nasr, my support will come, and my victory will destroy for you your shaitan that is in your heart, and I offer for you ilmul yaqeen, aynul yaqeen, haqqul yaqeen. Three different levels of knowledge. As Allah said, today is the first day. Tonight is the night of Laylatul Rabaib, the night that Prophet ﷺ was passed from his father to his motherhood. We call it Laylatul Rabaib in Arabic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised his Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم في سورة الإسراء حيث قال بسبب سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى يسافر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he gave him nasr, he gave him support. إِذَا جَعَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When Allah's support comes, opening comes. Opening means kashf, means you can see what cannot be seen, you can know what cannot be known, you can hear what cannot be heard, you can feel what cannot be felt, you can move wherever you like, where there is no one can move like you. That's why Allah said, praising himself by himself, that he took his servant, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, into the night of ascension, إلى المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى, from the Mecca, from Holy Mecca, the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa. To show to what? When someone leaves what is forbidden, Allah raises him to what is forbidden.
Praise him to what is unreachable.
When someone leaves what is forbidden, Allah raises him to what I said before.
Praise him to what is forbidden.
To what is forbidden. Means when someone leaves what is forbidden from dunya, Allah raises him to what is forbidden from to be known to normal people. He gives him above that knowledge. When someone leaves forbidden, means what Allah doesn't like, Allah gives him forbidden what means here not the same meaning, it's a different meaning. Same word, but an opposite meaning, gives him what he doesn't give anyone, forbidden for everyone else. But he will give to special ones. So when you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has left you left what is forbidden, I have raised you to Masjid al-Aqsa, from there raised you up, to give you what is forbidden for all human beings except for you, not forbidden. I'm giving it to you. That's why he said the Nuriya, to show the Nuriya min ayatina, to show him from our science, from our knowledge. Did you see from that knowledge? No one of us has seen these knowledge that Allah gave to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا إِلَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Look what he said. He didn't say إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. He said إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Sami'ul-Alim, what is the meaning of him?
The hearer and the knower.
The hearer and the knower. But he said, Inna huwa sami'ul basir, the hearer and the seer, that he can see. Means I am giving you, Ya Muhammad, the hearing and the seeing. When you hear and you see, you become living. Ayatul min ayat. The ayat is a sign of Allah's signs, a miracle of Allah's miracle. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a miracle, a moving miracle. He is a, we cannot say only miracle, but he is a heavenly, Allah blessed him with a heavenly miracle that as he moved, miracles moved with him. Can't stop him. That's what Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi wa salam wa salam. Allah is not waiting for us to praise the Prophet. People say to them, make salawat of Prophet. We imitate, we make salawat. Allah is not waiting our salawat. Some people say, not do salawat. It's not necessary. This is shirk going to be later. Allah said, I don't care for you. You do salawat or not, I'm going. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. Me and my angels, we are praising Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is praising him because he is a sincere abd. He reached the level of ubudiyyah, the level of servitude. When you reach level of servitude, Allah opens you. That's why he said, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi. He didn't say, Subhana alladhi asra bi'nabiyyihi. He didn't say, praise be to Allah that who took his prophet into the night of the session. He said, what bi'abdihi? Because that is the highest level that a human being can reach. Maqam al-ubudiyyah. Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal as-salatu was-salam, Allah said to him, Ya Muhammad, إذا جاء رسول الله والفتح, when that fatah comes, when Allah's support comes, you will be victorious. You will destroy shaitan. Devil. When devil is destroyed in yourself, what happened? وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَقْوَاجًا. And then you see all human beings, people are entering in groups into the religion. Means all human beings, when you destroy the devil or the evil or shaitan within you, then all your body, all your physical body will begin to become a receiver or become a window, and it becomes like all these different cells in your body become like windows open into understanding the reality of the religion. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. You will see your whole body, you will see your whole system begin to enter in the religion, into the secret of religion to bring it out. What this happened, what you have to do? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ. Means at that time, praise your Lord that he opened for you. Not only praising him, but asking him for forgiveness, because shaitan is waiting outside to kill you back, to get you back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu was salam what he never gave to anyone. And time is running. سيدنا نوح عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام وعلى نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام. Allah ordered him to build his ark ship on the mountain. And ignorant people coming and say, "Oh no, what is this?" He said, "I'm building my ship here." They said, "What happened to you? هل أنت معتوب؟" What's معتوب? Did something mess up your mind? It's not crazy.
Mad.
Matur means something that become like his mind, like a handicap, but not handicap as in birth, but becoming, he is not functioning when he's not understanding. Said, "How you are building a ship on the top of a mountain?" Of course he is going to build the ship on the top of the mountain. Even if Allah tells him, build the ship in the between skies and heavens and earth, the atmosphere, is going to go there and build the ship. Because he is إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ. Because when Allah's support comes and Allah opens to the heart of his servant, he can see what people cannot see. Allah said to him, build it there. He built it from 124,000 pieces. Every piece is under the name of a prophet. When he used to cut these big logs with the help of angels, every log is written the name of a prophet. As soon as he brings that log, the next prophet coming after him, they make 100 and 23 and 999 lot. The last one that has to put the whole ship together was the name of Muhammad. And they were short of 4 lots. And it was before Lot, before Khalifa of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, they were written on them. As soon as he put them, they grouped the whole ship and he left the ship there, sitting. Waiting, Allah told them, "I'm going to send a flood. From where the flood is going to come from the top of the mountain. There is no way. To Allah, you cannot say there is no way. Every moment there is a way." So what they did, the unbelievers, in order to abuse Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, they said they went and they used it as their restrooms. That ship that he built. And they filled it with all kinds of dirtiness. And Sayyidina Nuh was patient. If it was to ask what will happen, ammonium nitrate. The residue is ammonium nitrate. They explode. They beat them. It's not enough. They blow them. Because we have no patience. People today have no patience. Everyone wants to blow the other. Everyone wants to kill the other. Terrorism is filling the earth for no reason. For what? For killing innocent people. That is not Islam. Allah said in the Holy Quran, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Whoever forgives and makes peace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. So Sayyidina Nuh, Ya Rabbi, Malaikatu, these are your servants. I called them for Islam 950 years. They didn't accept. I called them for your religion. They didn't accept. Sayyidina Nuh lived 950 years. The only prophet that lived long. They never accepted him. Sayyidina Nuh, don't worry. Meet them. And Allah sent a disease on them. And that disease will not go away, because always poison needs poison to kill it, or else it will not be killed. Like antibiotic, what's antibiotic? Doctors? It's germ against germ, to kill it. So Allah sent for them a disease that cannot be killed except with this dirtiness that they have put in this ship. So they were going there and eating that ship in order to clean their bodies. Allah made them to eat their dirtiness to clean the ship of Sayyidina Muhammad. And then it becomes like a mirror. Not only they cleaned it, but they sent it also. To eat what Adaf. There was no detergent at that time. So they were sending it. And taking the scent and eating to become back healthy. Allah made them to eat that. Means anyone who follows shaitan, Allah is going to make him to eat the dirt of shaitan. And whoever follows Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is going to open for him his ear and his vision. Sama' wa basir. So Sayyidina Nuh, 950 years. Why, O Muslim, you are impatient? Or you have turun amal?
What's turun amal? Big
hope. Long hope that this dunya is going to live forever. If that dunya is going to live forever, Sayyidina Nuh will live 950 years, would have lived forever. But he died with 950 years. Means, O Mu'min, O Muslim, Allah gave signs. And these signs are going to happen. Allah mentioned about the signs of the last day. We are not going to explain them now. We have already explained them in the Armageddon, the approach of Armageddon, a book which we published later. You can buy it and you can read it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave signs to Muslims. Why you are still thinking that it's going to take long time for dunya to live? Who said that?
We are not saying that you don't do for your dunya, don't work. No, you work. But also work for your akhirah. Because you don't know when the time comes and the flood will come, like the flood of Sayyidina Nuh came after 950 years. Now Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, since the Hijrah, 1,424 years. And what all the signs that Prophet mentioned has happened, you don't know at any moment that flood will come and take everyone. Don't underestimate Allah's power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any time will explode it, will explode everything. Allah is giving us a sign today, tonight. The first night of Isra and Mi'raj, Laylatul Raqa'ib, the night that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed from his father to his mother. Scientists today, they are saying that planet Mars, this is for the first time since, as they say, 60,000 years. It will happen one time. That Mars will approach the Earth to its nearest point. Mars is approaching the Earth so close now that can be seen by normal eye at night after 9 o'clock. The nearest point to the Earth. Why Mars is approaching? Because this is the cycle that it is turning around the sun, made it to approach. Who made it to run, to turn in its orbit around the sun in such a way? You? Or me? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The earth is turning around the sun. The Mars is turning around the sun, but in 60,000 years they can clear each other. Who made them? Allah says in Surah Yasin, وَكُلُّهُ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. And everyone, every planet in its orbit, it is swimming. It's turning, its orbit is moving. Why Mars is approaching Earth? There are many spiritual meanings behind this event. Dalal, Nujabah, Nubabah, Awdan, Akhyar, and Jinn. Six different groups of spiritual beings. What we call them in the normal Arabic language, that they are living behind Jabal Qaf, the mountain of Qaf. They are beyond the earth. And now Mars is approaching to reach that beyondness to disappear and to be very close. Like a remote control, you know this remote control, there is a, they call it a super remote control. And you
have lower body. When you put them together, what happens? You transfer knowledge to, from one to another. So another become what? The commander. It takes all, it takes information, what needs to be done. So when you press on it, on that button, on that remote, it begins to do things that it was not doing it. It's not. Scientifically, it's not. What you see when Mars is approaching from Earth, what Mars is going to reflect of these information and these knowledges and these hidden things that Awliyaullah are preserving it for the right time to come. And now it is coming to send it like wavelengths to Earth. At that time when Earth takes it, at that moment, who has this pushing buttons, who has authorization of pushing buttons, as soon as he push a button, things will be changing. And that is coming soon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have things without irada, without his will. Everything according to his will. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلَّهُ تَفْصِيلًا. What's that?
And everything we have explained in clear explanation.
Everything we explained in detail. Not only we explained in detail, you go to a tailor, the meaning in Arabic, sometimes the meaning doesn't reflect, doesn't give the right meaning when it is translated into English. You go to a tailor, you take a piece of cloth, and you tell the tailor, fassal hadha thiyab. That means, cut it in the way that it is suitable for me to dress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا. Everything we have detailed, we have tailored in its better tailorship. There is no more higher tailorship than the way that I tailor things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. So everything is being tailored. Mars to come to Earth is tailored. Tailored, throwing there something. What is Earth, what is Mars is revealing to us? وإن من شيء إلا يسبحون
بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم إنه كان حليما غفورا.
Everything, verily everything is praising. ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم, but you could not and you are not able to understand what they are, the way and the meaning of their praising, because everything, his praising is different from the other. If you say Alhamdulillah, I say Alhamdulillah, the other one says Subhanallah, the other one says Shukranillah, the other one says Astaghfirullah, after 200, 300 people saying everyone different, that will repeat. We don't have more to say. But Allah doesn't say that. He says everything is praising Allah in a different way than the other. Every smallest particle atom is praising Allah in a different way, in a different way. And not that one understands that. So what Mars is going to send and what Earth is going to send to Mars on that very close relationship. That's why this year, first of Rajab, is the first day that Mars and the Earth are meeting together. Never happened. The Rajab, according to many of the seerah, Rajab, Rajab, Taral Ajab. In Rajab, you are going to see the strangest thing happening. And this is one of the strangest things. Why didn't it happen before 5 days ago? Why didn't it happen 5 days after? It happened the first day of Rajab. It's declaring, it's a sign. Means this is where I am beginning to send the opening for Mahdi alayhi salam. Shia, they say Mahdi for us. Sunni, they say Mahdi for us. The Jews, they say Messiah for us. Christian, they say Sayyidina Isa for us. Wallah, whatever they did, that one is coming. For Muslims, Sayyidina Isa is coming, Sayyidina Mahdi is coming, according to a hadith of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that's why Muslims always, Islam is a balancing religion. Islam is the perfect religion. Because it balances. For the Jews, they say Messiah, they don't say Jesus. So means equivalent to Mahdi. Christian, they say Jesus. Muslim, they say Isa. So from that side also, Islam balances them. So wherever it is, Mahdi alayhi salam is coming, Sayyidina Isa is coming. And this year is giving the key for Allah to open that door by permission of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Mahdi alayhi salam, for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to come and save this earth from all these miseries that has been taken over. Don't think there is too much time. Sayyidina Nuh, his ignorant people thought there is time, 950 years, and Allah sent the flood at the end. Bani Israel, how much Allah left them in Sinai, lost 40 years. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala died. Allah let people give them time, but doesn't leave. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned lot of events going to happen. And most of them happen. Don't then say, why we didn't know before? Keep busy in yourself. Try to build up yourself by following the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By following the love of Sayyidina Muhammad, by doing whatever has been ordered to be done, and by this way we will be saved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, and may Allah support us. Farmatul Habib, Farmatul Fatih.